Text Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us today. The podcast today, I try not to do this very often, but every once in a while I read something that just strikes me, and I'm not going to say it any better than this guy. So I'm going to read this passage from a book. This is from You Are What You Love by James K. A. Smith. It's been a really good read for me recently. There is a passage of scripture that I feel like ties into this, which is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, which say, His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, so that through them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped from the corruption that is in the world because of sinful desires. Let me go ahead and read this passage, and then we'll pray and close together. There's an old preacher's joke you've perhaps heard before. A village faces rising floodwaters, and town is a devout Christian man who fervently knows that God is going to save him from this calamity. He is convinced that God will come to his aid. When the waters rise to his knees and his neighbors are making their way out of town in rowboats, friends in a canoe paddle by and urge him, "Jump in! We're here to save you." "No, no, I'll be fine," the man replies. "God is going to save me." Puzzled, the friends in the canoe paddle on. The waters continue to climb, pouring through the windows. Our devout Christian man, perplexed but still fervent in his expectation, is treading water in his living room when a motorboat speeds up. "Come on, get in," his would-be rescuer shout. "We're here to save you. Don't worry about it," the man says, winded from paddling. "I'm fine. God is going to save me." The boaters insist, but to no avail. Finally, the man has to climb on top of his roof. Dark, surging waters have overwhelmed the eaves. The village is quiet, cold, befuddled, trying his best to quell his doubts. The man is sitting on the peak of his house when he hears the thud, thud, thud of a helicopter in the distance. Making its way toward him, its roar gets closer and closer until he realizes they've come for him. The Coast Guard chopper lowers a basket, and a rescue diver shouts over the whir of the blades, "Climb in, sir. It's all right. We're here to save you." You won't be surprised by the man's response. He refuses, citing once again his confidence that God is going to save him. The diver tries hard to convince him, but it's no use. The chopper chugs away without its intended passenger. The story comes to a tragic end. In heaven, the bewildered man respectfully says to the Lord, "I thought you were going to save me. Where were you?" "What are you talking about?" the Lord replies. "I sent a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter. What more did you want?" The story, while quaint, gets at an important truth. Too often we look for the Spirit in the extraordinary, when God has promised to be present in the ordinary. We look for God in the fresh and novel as if His grace were always an event, when He has promised that His Spirit faithfully attends the ordinary means of grace in the Word at the table. We keep looking for God in the new, as if grace were always bound up with the next best thing, but Jesus encouraged us to look for God in a simple, regular meal. More concretely, the story illustrates an incarnational lesson. God meets us where we are. While we might be expecting some remarkable, unmistakably divine mode of interaction, God shows up at our flooding house with a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter. I've heard that story many times before, but I've never heard it unpacked that way. So our application today is simple. What opportunities for hearing from God, from accessing His grace, from meeting with our Heavenly Father, are we ignoring because they seem too simple, too rote, too normal? We long to hear from God, and there are ways He has given us everything we need. He's given us His living and active Word. He has given us access to Him personally through the gift of prayer. He has given us, and perhaps that which we ignore most frequently, He has given us brothers and sisters in Christ, who are available to help us, to be strong where we are weak, to hold us accountable, and that we might hold accountable. These are the means that God has promised to work through, not the neon sign in the sky, not the extremely miraculous, but in the ordinary means of grace. So God, we pray that You would help us to find You there. May we seek You where we know that You can be found, because Your Word has laid them out, that we might grow in maturity and wisdom and faith, and to see You really move in our lives for Your glory and our good. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, You are loved. Have a blessed day.